Sleep was difficult, and Waylon watched the clock with great anticipation. "What the hell am I doing here?" he asked himself. "Is my reputation worth all this?" Well, too late to change your mind now, old boy. You're in the thick of it. At Sasha's suggestion, he had placed a Do Not Disturb sign on his door. Although it had accomplished the desired result, half-eaten meals and their dirty dishes were beginning to crowd the small room, creating an undesirable odor from which there was no escape. With little else to do, he paced the room while attempting to heighten his bravado and suppress the building fear. At first, minutes seemed to last forever, but as the sky darkened with the setting sun, the zero-hour approached with increasing speed. Staring at the bedside clock, he realized that it was 8:30 and time to get ready. He dressed in the Israeli defense uniform and carefully snapped the munitions-bearing belt around his waist. The loose-fitting outer clothing easily masked the armament beneath, while giving him the appearance of a 50-pound weight gain. He stood before the bathroom mirror to check his disguise and reminded himself about the IDs. "Can't forget them," he told himself. Mama had provided each team member with reading material consisting of a hardcover, leather-bound book. She had artfully hidden the documents beneath the padded leather binding and its cardboard support. The extra material would be virtually invisible to an X-ray security device, she had explained. Retrieving the book, he cut a slit in the leather and removed the documents. He then unbuttoned the outer garment, placed the IDF papers in the uniform shirt pocket, taking care to secure its button, while holding the Palestinian documents out for presentation after crossing the border into Lebanon. He then removed the sealed envelope from beneath his pillow and opened it. Inside was a single sheet of paper that read, "Take rear stairs to ground floor service entrance. A khaki-colored van will be parked with lights off and engine running. Enter quickly." Convinced that he was ready, he placed the loaded Tavor in a provided shopping bag and awaited the departure signal. Minutes later it came. Three rapid knocks followed by two, then three, the predetermined code. Switching off the lights to darken the room, he cautiously opened the door, slipped into the empty corridor, and made his way to the ground floor. Quickly surveying the surrounding area through the partially opened exit door, he sprinted the short distance to the van and entered. The entire team, with the exception of Sasha, was seated in the back of the vehicle. He arrived several minutes later, carrying what appeared to be a long tube of paper. Sasha, almost unrecognizable with his false long gray beard, turned rearward in the front passenger seat.
"There are robes and headscarves in the packages beneath your seats. Take them out now and put them on. They will serve to hide your weapons and reinforce our ruse."